Hey, good morning, church.
Good morning.
That was pretty good. I don't have to say it again. As you see, I don't have any notes, which is pretty typical for me. Just kind of wing it, and we'll see where it takes us and kind of go from there. But, you know, as I get older, two things really continue to, I would say, be ingrained in myself. And the first is there's not enough hours in the day to get things done, which is both obviously a blessing and a curse. It does require you to, you know, sit back, watch TV, kind of relax, that type of stuff. And then the second one is, as you do get older, mind you, I'm only 31, is time goes faster the older you get. And I think the best way to describe that is back in high school, I think it was Mr. Bechtel, if you remember, if anybody went to Mannheim and recalls him, this conversation came up, and he said, you know, when you're 10 years old, 1 year is a tenth of your life. When you're 30 years old, a year is a 30th of your life. So that perception there makes everything, I think it's less of a perception and more of a fact, that just everything goes so much faster. So back about a month ago, Mike asked me if I'd be willing to share what God is doing in my life. I didn't enthusiastically say yes, but I also didn't say no. So here I am, and you're stuck with me for at least a couple minutes. And at that point in time when he asked me, I didn't really have anything planned. And if any of you have ever been, obviously some people have been lucky enough to be called to come up here and speak as well, you probably had the same thought as me, where I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm just going to say yes because that's what I'm supposed to do. So, no offense, that's just kind of how my mind works. Our life as a family is relatively, I would say, tame. We don't really do too much exciting stuff. I work for an insurance company. She works on the farm. Like, really not terribly entertaining life, but that is good. Mind you, don't get that confused with not busy, because that is certainly the case. We are always busy, despite the fact we don't do anything really fun. We're not going on big vacations. We're not going to do other crazy stuff. So what that kind of means is, we just kind of maintain the status quo, right? Our highs aren't super high, our lows aren't super low. It just kind of stays going. And it's been that way for a long period of time. Now, I would say probably about a week after Mike had asked me to share what God's doing in my life, I was having some water go out of one of the bathtubs, just running the drain, and I heard some nice bubbles coming up from the toilet in there. Not good, okay? I've heard this sound roughly four times over the past 18 months, so I kind of know what was going on. I knew that meant we can't use any of our water because the drain going to the septic tank is currently clogged. Not something that's supposed to happen. So I ended up calling a plumbing contractor. They came out, they ran a camera down one of the drains and figured out that where the drain comes from the house to the septic tank, there's about a 10-foot piece of sewer pipe there. It was actually completely disconnected, much worse than I was anticipating it being. Which basically means I had to dig up my yard. For those who know me, that is a big problem. It was traumatizing. It took me a couple days to get over that, but it needed to happen, unfortunately. And luckily, you know, looking back on it, it was just about 10 feet from the foundation of the house to the septic tank. So it's not really that much. It's in a, unless you're at our house, you don't see it. So the people on the road, like, they're not going to see the dirt and everything like that. So it's okay. Grass will grow back. But I had a company come out, the company that ran that camera through, they quoted like $8,800 or something ridiculous to dig 2 feet down and replace a 10-foot piece of sewer pipe. Like, I'll just do that myself. I can go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get Schedule 40 PVC for $15, you know. But it's not something I wanted to do. So I had another contractor come out, and they did the work for several thousand dollars less. And by I mean several thousand, I mean $7,000 less. So we're all good there now. And it's interesting because kind of the whole purpose and what I want to talk about today is really kind of the little things in our life, right? That at the time seemed like a really big thing. We can't use water, we can't run dishes, we can't do laundry, we can't really do anything. Granted, that's like a one-time-a-week thing, and we just run all of our laundry and that type of stuff, but we're not going to go there. But it's the little things, right? Like, that seems like a really big problem. And for the most part it is, but then you start to think, there's people in our communities, around here, probably in Manheim, within Lancaster County, that they never have sanitary sewer. They don't have running water. So while that was a big problem for us, we had my mom who lives next door, so she left the back door unlocked. We had a bathroom over there we could use. The weather was nice, so we just used the grill to cook our food. Not really that big of a problem, and really, I don't want to say a blessing because it was a big kind of to-do, but it really was. Everything else that kind of made it not so bad. So that was our first, quote, big challenge of the month, just within the past couple weeks. The second one actually occurred, what, Tuesday, was it? Not you, Maddie. You're fine. I've mentioned it several times before. I like my schedules. I like knowing where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be there, everything laid out. I get super anxious anytime something goes awry, whether that is running late, which I try not to do, whether that is cancellations, whether that's just general changes, something that goes off, just that sets me through the roof. I get stressed out for like 10 days for something minor. Tuesday night, we're sitting there, just had dinner. We get a call from her parents. Hey, we both have COVID. Okay, we hope, are you okay? Like, is everything going all right? Yes, that's fine. However, they are our childcare. So, we are not terribly concerned about COVID, but the monkey wrench that it throws into absolutely everything is astonishing. So, luckily, my job, I primarily work from home. I do go out into the field a couple days a week to meet with customers and that type of stuff. But for the most part, I make my own schedule. So I can choose when I do visits, when I don't do visits, that type of stuff. And Travelers is really good about understanding like that flexibility piece and kind of let you do your own thing. As long as you get the job done, you're pretty well okay. So that means that I am now doing childcare as well as working. And I had to do this a little bit last year when the school shut down, and I absolutely hated it. It was terrible, all right? Granted, I only have two kids this time. Easton goes to preschool 2 days a week, well, Wednesday and Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday, he was actually with her parents. Anyway, so I'm watching the kids. I'm also trying to work now. Not the best situations to be in, okay? Because whenever I'm sitting there at the computer, the kids will ignore me all day long until the second I sit in my computer chair and look at my computer, and then they need everything. And that's just kind of how it is. It's something I've grown to accept. But so we get the call, hey, we are COVID positive, probably shouldn't watch the kids, obviously, so they're not doing that. Luckily, this past week, I only had two jobs scheduled. The one was in Lancaster, and it was a written business, which means Travelers already writes the account, something really easy to just be like, hey, this happened, can we meet another day? We reschedule that, no big deal. The other one was what is called an applicant, and that is a new business opportunity. Applicants always take precedence. Like, that is the number one thing that in risk control that we are concerned about is getting those scheduled, seeing the risk, writing up a report, and getting that information to the underwriter. So the thing with applicants is they're normally a really quick turnaround time. You know, some are within a couple days, other ones are in a week or so, 2 weeks. It all really depends, but the fact is that they take precedence over everything you do. And I had one of those scheduled for Friday at noon in Chambersburg, okay? What am I gonna do now, right? Because now I have two kids. I can't reschedule this because the due date is like next week. Okay, this was the absolute last day that they could meet, and I had kids with me. So that was obviously a pretty big challenge, okay? And then everything went fine for me, like looking back on it. Friday afternoons, I don't schedule stuff Friday afternoons. I will make a visit for Friday morning, absolutely go do the drive, get there, do the stuff, come back, and then I'm like done by 2 o'clock. Done by 2 o'clock. So I will never really schedule stuff Friday afternoons just because I don't want to deal with the traffic or the headache or anything like that. I want my weekend to start. This job was scheduled, I would say, back the first week of April, okay? And it had scheduled for a Friday afternoon in Chambersburg, about an hour and a half west of here. Not something I would normally do, like I said, but the gentleman who I was meeting with was driving 5.5 hours from Ohio, and that's when he was going to be there So I said, yeah, I'll do that for you. And it ended up actually working out perfectly because Friday was obviously a pretty nice day, weather-wise. It was a strip mall, so from a survey standpoint, like what I actually have to go look at, those are really, really easy. I basically just walk around the outside of the mall, take pictures of it, look at the vacant areas, and be on my way. So I was able to continue watching Maddie. She went with me. She co-surveyed it. And she was fine. She held my binder for me and did some other stuff and just, you know, did her Maddie thing. And again, looking back on it, it's really about the little things, right? Like, the sewer thing was one piece. Not having childcare is another piece. But really, that was a really big blessing to me, you know, because I got to spend three and a half hours in the car with her. You know, and not all parents get to do that type of stuff. I think of Dave Zerbe, who's not able to see his daughter as much as he wants to. And here I am, I'm kind of being forced to spend time with Maddie. Forced, yeah. So just being able to, like, look back over this past month and just kind of see, I think I really focused on the little things. Like, when Mike came up to me and asked, hey, do you want to share what God's doing with you? That's, I think, a really loaded question, because in that current point in time, like, God's always working, right? He's always working within us. Do we have that wherewithal to understand that? It's really easy looking back on things, even if it's only like a minute or two, being like, oh, this is how God was using me in that situation. How is he using me right now? Who knows? I know God's working in my life. I know he's working in my family's life, but I don't really have an answer as to what exactly he's doing, how he's doing, and what the outcomes are going to be. So kind of the really what I focused on again this month was really the little things. And you look at it, what we perceive as big problems, big challenges, just the big stuff, when you look at it from like a 30,000-foot overview, those are the really little, those problems are small, and they typically take care of themselves and that type of deal. On the flip side, the stuff that we look at as kind of minor, like I drove around for 3 hours with Maddie in the car. Like, that seems really minor if you're looking at it kind of at the micro level, but when you do take that 30,000-foot overview and look at that, what kind of blessing was that to not just myself, but to Maddie as well? So just, it was a really good month, I think, to kind of recalibrate what my thoughts were, what's important, what's not important, and just a good exercise moving forward. So I didn't take up too much time, hopefully, but that's kind of where my thoughts were. Obviously, I don't have any notes, so I'm just kind of going off the top of my head here. But yeah, that would be my challenge, I guess, for everyone moving forward, is when you are faced with a challenge, and you hear about it, if you go into social media or anything like that, and there's some disaster, there's always someone who will comment like, oh, look for the good in people, look for the people that are helping. Kind of take that upon yourself and look for the little blessings that you go through on a day-to-day basis. You know, I have running water. I have a place to live. I got to spend time with my daughter. You know, just little things like that, that in the end are the really the big things and the really important things. So I'm grateful that I was kind of able to recalibrate and that kind of God put that on my heart this month to, you know, take inventory of what exactly is going on, what's important, and kind of keep going from there. So thank you for your attention. Thank you, kids, for not being too terribly loud. But yeah, I will be here all day. Thank you.